You're listening to SBS News.
U maju 2017. godine predstavnici zajednica...
SBS radio journalist Sofia Petrović is responsible for providing up-to-date news for Australia's Serbian-speaking community. And for the past few weeks, she's been working on something special.
Kao i oni poreklom sa ostrva...
She's painstakingly translated the Uluru Statement from the Heart, an agreement of 250 Indigenous delegates that speaks of the need for Indigenous constitutional recognition. Sofia says it's a way to foster understanding and connection between the Serbian community and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
In terms of a Serbian audience, they might not be familiar with the terminology of the Uluru Statement of the Heart, but they'll definitely be familiar with the struggle and the battle and the cause of Indigenous people of Australia.
Sa faiala talatai Uluru, ma fafau mai ai le Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Avvalin mardom haikem bar qare Australia.
Serbian is just one of 63 languages the statement has been translated into, in both digital and audio formats by SBS journalists, all part of a collaboration with the Uluru Dialogue and the University of New South Wales's Indigenous Law Centre. The Community Education Initiative is aiming to provide a unique opportunity for multicultural communities to connect with First Nations perspectives.
Welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Good to have your company.
Executive producer of NITV Radio, Kerry Lee Harding, a Koa, Kanolu, Juru and Walguru Kaba woman, says it's an important step.
Having the Uluru Statement from the Heart translated into multicultural languages gives us the opportunity to connect with multicultural groups across Australia. I think there is a connection between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and people from multicultural communities, as we all know what it's like to feel like we're a minority.
In May 2017, the Uluru Statement from the Heart was delivered to the Australian people following the participation of hundreds of Indigenous representatives at the First Nations National Constitutional Convention near Uluru. The statement provides a roadmap for recognising First Nations peoples in Australia's constitution, proposing structural reform on three fronts: voice, treaty and truth.
We believe this ancient sovereignty can shine through as a fuller expression of Australia's nationhood.
The 417-word statement was read out loud for the first time at the convention by Professor Megan Davis. 3 years on, the law professor from the University of New South Wales has been instrumental in making it accessible for all.
I think the translation project is really important because as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we know that your language is just fundamental to who you are as a human being and, you know, what your culture is. And there's no greater gift, I think, than having this statement, this invitation to all Australian people translated into so many languages.
Professor Davis says throughout history, Indigenous Australians have held strong connections with multicultural communities from around the world, and this is just one way to make that bond stronger.
So there's a very deep connection, I think, between us and our culture and the many, many cultures that have arrived on our country, on this continent, from all over the world. And we have shared stories and shared histories, and that's why it's so important for us to share this with those communities.
The statement will also be translated and recorded in more than 12 Indigenous languages. SBS Acting Director of Audio and Languages Content Division Mark Cummins says an important part of the project was recording the statements so they could be listened to out loud.
I think when you hear the dialogue read out loud, it really does bring it to life. So we thought that by translating this into 63 of our languages, we'd be able to open that conversation or help open that conversation with Australians who speak a language other than English.
Mr. Cummins says translating the Uluru Statement from the Heart is no easy task and requires precision and detail.
Look, it's very skilled. Of course, just translating something doesn't mean that you can go word for word. You need to be accurate, of course, but at the same time, you need to convey the spirit of what's in the document. So there's a lot of heart, particularly in a statement of this kind, that goes into the work that you do. So getting it right, getting the tone right, getting the words right is just as important as the letter that's written on the page.
参与第一民族全国制宪会议。
Anyone interested in listening in their language can go online to sbs.com.au/language/Uluru Statement, where they can read the translated text or listen to the podcast. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.